Gemara 9 Aleph and Aleph was discussing. Ayin Aleph and Aleph towards the bottom, the last 10 lines. Gemara was discussing the Mishnah in Yevamos. The din is min haTorah, there are three people who are considered Lav Bardas. Acherishot v'katan Lav Bardas. So min haTorah, they cannot get married, they cannot make Mekach and Memka. Gemara 9 Aleph and Aleph was discussing Ayin Aleph and Aleph towards the bottom, the last 10 lines. Gemara was discussing the Mishnah in Yevamos. The din is min haTorah, there are three people who are considered Lav Bardas. Acherishot v'katan Lav Bardas. So min haTorah, they cannot get married, they cannot make Mekach and Memka. Midirabbanan, the Chachamim made a takana that if the Cheresh gets married, there's a Kiddush in the Rabban. Either the Cheresh can marry a Chareshes, or a Cheresh, Chareshes means both he and she are both retarded, both the same. A Cheresh can marry a Pikachas, Pikachas means a normal woman, or a Pikeach, a normal man, can marry a Chareshes, a retarded woman. There's a Kiddush in the Rabban. A Shaita, if the person is deranged, whether the Ish or the Isha, the Chosin or the Kala, there's no Kiddush in the Raisa, there's no Kiddush in the Rabban. The Gemara says in the end of Yevamos, in Perek Cheresh, that's the name of the Perek, Ein Odom Dorim Nochash B'Kfif Achas. It's impossible to have such a marriage. So it'll be a Brachal Batal as I always give off. Why shouldn't I make a Takanas Chachamim that to make a Kiddush in the Rabban for a Shait, it's not going to last too long anyway. But a Cheresh and a Cheresh is, whether they marry each other, they marry a normal person, that can, people can make such, so they can live together. So there they made a Kiddush in the Rabban. So there is a din, how do they get divorced? Let's say the Cheresh gets married, how does he get divorced? He says, the Halab Badat. So the answer is, that's the Takanas Chacham, Heimam v'Heimam. Kishem, how did the Mishnah say? Kishem, Shekoin Sabir Mizo, he's Eina Shameh v'Eina Medabas. He can't see under the Chuppah, he can't see even say Hariat Mekudashesli. So he does sign language. He makes it clear that that's what he wants. Kishem shekainse beremiza, kach matzia beremiza. So he can give a get also beremiza, because the whole kiddushin is only the rabbanon. So he can give a get. Not only can you give a get, let's say chalitza. Let's say there's a man who is married and he has no children, not from this wife, not from another wife. He doesn't have any descendants, children, grandchildren, has no surviving descendants. And then he's married and he dies and he leaves an almana. If he already got divorced before, so then there's no need for chalitza or yibum. At the time that he dies, he's not married. But if at the time that he dies, he's married and he has no descendants at that time, so then his wife has to have either yibum or chalitza. So let's say the surviving brother, the yavam, decides he doesn't want to do yibum, wants to do chalitza. So to do chalitza, you have to have three parts. You have to have removing the shoe, and you have to have the spitting. The Yevama has to remove the shoe from the right foot, and she has to do the rekika on the floor in front of him. And she has to have amiras apsukim. She says, "May and Yevama lahok m'shem liyachiv v'Yisrael." He says, "Lechafatzti lekachto." He says, she says, back and forth to be the psukim. So we pass from halacha that the only thing that's makiv in the chalitza is the actual chalitza. To do the mitzvah bishlim musi, need all three parts: the chalitza, the rikika, with the kriyas apsukim. But b'di'evet, if he just did the chalitza without the kriyas apsukim and without the rikika, we pass him that the other two are not miyakev, and you yotze the mitzvah, shaloi b'shlei musa. But the Gemara says, what happens if he's ena yochel adaber? If either the yavam or the yavama, either the almana or the surviving brother, not only a cheresh ena shemev, ena medaber, let's say shameya, but ena medaber, just an ilim. Ilim v'ilemis. If either he or she is an Elim or a Cheresh, ain't a Yochel Adaber. So since they cannot do the Amiras Apsukim at all, even if they would try, they couldn't do it, so that's Makid B'di'evet. Kolshe ain't a Kolshe Roy Libur. If he's Roy Lamira, then the Amiras Apsukim is not Miyachel. But if he's ain't a Roy, he's unable to speak, he can't even if he can't speak, but he can't pronounce the Chetz. He has to say, Lo chafatzti lakachta. What if he can't pronounce a ches? So also the Shulchan Aruch says it's no good. Even if he can speak other letters, he has to be able to pronounce these words. Lo chafatzti lakachta. He has to be able to pronounce it.
Yes, to say it in Hebrew?
Yeah.
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 Right, right. Yeah, the Mishnah and Saitan lists off which mitzvahs of Amire, Kriya Shema, as a machlokes, and we paskin, you can fulfill a mitzvah in translation. In davening, you can daven in translation. In Krish, and Birchas Hamazon, you can say in translation, but duchening not. Duchening has to be Belashna Kodesh. And Chalitza, and the Mishnah lists off all the various mitzvahs of Amira, which have to be dafke b'loshna kodesh, which can be done in translation. So here is a shaila. Let's say you had two brothers, but both cherishim. So one brother got married, so it's only kiddushin derabbanan. So if he would want to get divorced, so we say that's okay. Kishem shikin is bermiza, kach moitzi bermiza. Let's say he doesn't get divorced, then he dies. So his almanah minatera, they're not even married. With the rabbanan. Mid the Rabbana, they're married, so the surviving brother has to do chalitza. Surviving brother has to do chalitza. If he wants, he can do yibum also. If he wants, he can do yibum. No, on the level of the Isis, she was never married. She was never married in the first.
It's an easy Isis also than the regular case.
Yeah, she was never married on the level of the Isis because the husband who died was a cherish. So Cherish is a retarded Labadas. On the level of the Raisa, she was never married to the first brother to begin with. On the level of the Rabban, so she was never married to the first brother. So if this the first brother dies, goodbye. Okay. So the new brother, if he wants, he can either marry her or not marry her. So on the level of the Raisa, there's no problem. On the level of the Rabban, that she was married to the first brother, because they made a takana of Kiddushei Cherish. So you need Chalitza. You can either do Yibam or Chalitza, whatever you want. You can have Yibam or you can have Chalitza. So that's our Shaila. How can you have Chalitza? But the Cherish, that kind of retarded, if he's Eina Medaber, he can't do Chalitza. So this Nishkan Kash also, Kishem, the whole thing is Midarabbanan. On the level of their eyes, there's nothing here. We're talking the Takana Derabbanan. So Kishem Shekin is Biramizo. We're talking about a din derabbanan anyway, so that's the halacha. You can do it like that. So the Gemara on Amud Aleph was discussing, is this really legitimate? This is what we called last week, that's what the Achronim called it, bimonim shafi derabbanan. That's Rabbi Yosef Engel coined the term, and then the Galatiana Achronim after him, who talk about the same topic, the Chalkis Yayiv and others, so they also call it bimonim shafi derabbanan. Is that taka legitimate? On the level of the Raisa, there's no problem at all. On the level of the Rabbanan, that you have problem A, so din the Rabbanan, din B, the Rabbanan can solve problem A. Do you have a right to assume that all dinim the Rabbanan are on the same level? Maybe some dinim the Rabbanan more chomer than other dinim the Rabbanan. So we mentioned last week, sometimes you do same iman of shachman the Rabbanan, sometimes you don't. If you know for sure that all the dinim the Rabbanan are on the same level of chomer ha-din, so then you have a right to say there's a problem derabbanan and there's a din derabbanan. So that solution, that din derabbanan can serve as a solution to a problem derabbanan. So that's the shaila over here. If I'm a cheresh and I got married to the woman, then and later on I want to get divorced. So that's a mishnah that everybody agrees. Shem shikin is bermiza, kach moitzi bermiza. But the shaila is like this: My brother was a cheresh, and he married the woman. So he had a kiddush in the Rabban. The brother died and then I did yibum. I'm also a cheresh. The brother died and I did yibum. So now I married her and now I decide I want to divorce her. Let's say a man does yibum. He marries the almana. We don't allow yibum. There's a machlokes hatanaim. Is it permissible to do yibum only if you're doing it l'shei mitzvah? What if I always had a crush on my sister-in-law? My brother, I don't have a brother. Let's say if I would have a brother, my brother has a wife, she's very good looking, very intelligent, very nice girl, but she's married to my brother, what can I do? So finally my brother stopped avek, and he left no children, and now is my chance, okay. So I say, I'm interested in marrying her, but I'm really not interested for the mitzvah. She's a nice girl, she's very pretty, she's very smart, and now, so is that permissible? So that's a machlek satanaim, Abishol, and Nacham. Abishol says that Korav HaDavol Yasav Lad Mamza, he says it's Reivan and Issa Reishasach, Every case of Yibum is the problem of Eishesach. If it's B'mokah Mitzvah, then it's mutter. Shalom b'mak mitzvah is not mutter. So Rabbi Shaul says it's only mutter b'mak mitzvah if you have nizil l'shem mitzvah. Not an eshes ish, but an eshes ach. Eshes ach. Let's say my brother was married and he had children. My brother was married, has children, and then he dies. So there's an isa kares. I'm not permitted to marry eshes ach, even lach amisa ach. If my brother divorces his wife, or my brother dies and he has children, so there's an isa derais and isa kares of eshes ach. The only time it's mutter is b'makom mitzvah. If my brother died and he left no children, no descendants, no, not from this wife, not from any other wife, then yibum special din. So it's only mutter b'makom mitzvah. So the Shaul's opinion in Yevamos is that it's only mutter if you're miskavim b'shas ma'aseh l'shem mitzvah. That's what motivates me to do the yibum. But if I'm motivated because she's pretty, because I was interested. If it would have been for the mitzvah, she wouldn't have been good looking, I wouldn't. Or if not for the fact that I was interested, otherwise I wouldn't marry her. But then Abba Shaul says that it's also. And the Chachamim say, or for money, the Gemara has for money, let's say she's wealthy. Yeah. And the Chachamim disagree. Yeah, that's if you have a mitzvah. But here you have Yedoicha and Issa. You start off with an Issa of Eishasach. So the mitzvah of Yibum is Deicha the Issa. So in order to be Deicha the Issa, you have to do it L'Shem Mitzvah. There's a discussion in the Gemara in Menachos, in Perek Rabbi Shmuel, the first daf in Perek Rabbi Shmuel. That's the Perek about Mincha Soima, Akrova Soima. Let's say, I go fishing on Shabbos, I'm a Chal Shabbosnik. I go fishing on Shabbos and I throw the nets in, and I catch a lot of fish and I pull it in. Then as I'm pulling in the nets, it turns out that I saved the baby's life. A little baby fell into the water and it would have drowned it. I didn't even know. I had no idea that there's anybody drowning. But I was interested in doing the Chal Shabbos. They gave me Hasrah. They gave me Hasrah, I'm going to give you Misa. And then it turns out, by sheer coincidence, by accident, that I saved the person's life. So the Gemara says that I'm Chayv Misa. The Gemara says it's not going to help Pikuach Nefesh. What's a Shaila in the Gemara is, if I heard that a baby is drowning, and I went to go fishing, so do you have the right to assume that in the back of my mind, I had in mind, maybe I'll save the baby's life since I did have in Zin L'Shem Pikuach Nefesh? Oh no, my main motivation was to go fishing. I wasn't interested in running to save the baby's life or not. But if I didn't even know about it for sure. So you see from that Gemara that you only say Pikuach Nefesh is Doiche Chil Shabbos. If you had that in mind, So that's the Shaila over here. The mitzvah of Yibum is Doiche the Iser of Eishesach. So Abba Shaul says it's only Doiche if you had that in mind. If you didn't have mind, then it's not Doiche and Blight. And the Chachamim disagree and they say no, that there is no such thing. That's when you have Pikuach Nefesh is Doiche, Kolotar Kulus. And when you have one thing is Doiche the other, your motivation to do it has to be L'Shem the Pikuach Nefesh. But over here, the fact that B'makom Yibum does not Yisrael Eishesach, this is Hutra. Yeah, it's automatic. It means that it's more than Dechuya. The Gemara has two L'Shemes. Sometimes something is Doiche and other thing. And sometimes b'makom, this case, it's hutra. Hetta gomor b'shoifi. Hetta gomor. So the pashtus over here, that if eish esach, b'makom mitzvah, is hutra and gansen. It's not only the chuya, that b'koisha hitira Torah. The Torah encourages the yavam that he should marry her. He doesn't even have to try to avoid it. So it's hutra, hetta gomor. So there's room to argue the chachamim hold that he doesn't have to have in mind l'shem mitzvah. Many Rishonim say that Abba Shaul's din is only with the Rabbanon. That really min HaTorah, he's really masking with the Chachamim. That you're permitted to do Yibum even L'Shem Mammon or L'Shem Yofi or L'Shem Ishus. I never found a Shidduch, and now the girl is stuck. My brother died, she's stuck. So finally I marry her. I'm not that I'm interested, I'm not motivated L'Shem Mitzvah. Just I'm motivated by some other idea, for some other motivation prompts me to marry her. So many Rishonim say that Abba Shaul min HaTorah is masking with the Chachamim. The whole sheet of Abba Shaul is only a Chumim with the Rabban. So there, and that Gemara Yevamos, that's a Machlokes of Rishonim. How we paskin. So the Gemara says in different kufis in the period of the Tanaim, they changed the Psak. And one time they paskin like the Chachamim. Then in a later generation they switched, the Tanaim switched, and they paskin like Abba Shaul. That's called Mishnah Rishonim with Mishnah Achreinim. Mishnah Rishonim, Mishnah Achreinim means that in the earlier kufa in the period of the Tanaim, they passed in one way, and a later kufa, the majority opinion was another way. And then it's a flukta machlekes between the Rabbein Tam and the Chachmi Svarad, whether they reversed the Psak a third time. Was there Originally the din was like the Chacham, and then they passed like Abba Shoda, they changed it back again to be like the Chacham and Manat. So the Rabbeinu Tam says that we passed like Abba Shoda. Halacha l'maisa, you're not allowed to do Yibum. The Chacham Misvarad, hold not so, that it was changed back again. At one time like the Chachamim, then there was a while like Abba Shoda, then they reverted back again like the Chachamim. So that's why Halacha l'maisa, I think we mentioned last week, Halacha l'maisa, there's machlekes. By the Sfardim, they hold Halacha that you're permitted to do Yibum, and it's a mitzvah, mitzvah Yibum Kodemus, the mitzvah Chalitza, it's preferable. And by the Ashkenazim, we hold that it's not proper to do Yibum. That we don't recommend to do Yibum because we don't trust people that maybe their motivation is not really l'shem shamayim. Right. If he's unable to do yibum, then the pastor can say you do chalitza and then you give again. You do yibum, yeah. You have to do yibum and then give again. Yeah. Right, that's what he is. Isn't, shouldn't it be an issue of tzichas kamana? So that's what I'm trying to explain. No, that's when I tell svira. I tell svira, and I said tonight there's so much and so much, and I didn't have a mind to be out to the mitzvah. I'm just telling you what tonight is. So that's a machlokes where the mitzvah is tzichas kamana and tzichas kamana. Was I yotzei already? And then later on when I'm going to daven ma'ariv, I can't say a bracha already because I was yotzei now. What do you say? No, mitzvah tzichas kavana. When I said what tonight's sphere is, so I didn't have a mind to be yotze, so not yotze. So that's when I did a mitzvah. But here it's a bigger problem. Here I start off with an avera. There's an isa reish esach. And even though the brother died already and there's no eish esish, but it's still an eish esach. If my brother would leave children, there's an isa karis of eish esach. But the brother didn't leave any children. So b'makom mitzvah, there's no isa reish esach. How did we get rid of the isa reish esach? Is it that the mitzvah is doiche? You say it's dechuya. The Yisra Reish Esach is nitche because of the mitzvah of Yibum. So then Abba Shaul says you have to have in zin, like that pikuach nefesh is deicha Shabbos. You have to have in mind l'shem pikuach nefesh. So you also you have to have in mind l'shem the mitzvah of Yibum. If that that's not what motivates you, you're not really so keen, not really so interested in the mitzvah. You just want to. She's a good-looking girl, so you want to marry her. So then there wouldn't be any het. There wouldn't be deicha the Yisra. And the Chachamim say no, it's hutro. It's hutro. So there's no problem. So no isa in the first place. What Ashkenazim do not permit yibum because we don't trust the people. We're concerned maybe they're not, they're, maybe their motivations are not l'shem mitzvah.
How can you define that l'shem mitzvah? Maybe to bring the book, maybe to l'shem mitzvah, and she's also attractive.
Very hard. Enachinami? It's very hard. About in the 1700s, I think we once told the story. In the 1700s, there was a Meister Shoya in Germany that a man died and he left an almana, and the brother of the Nifta wanted to do Yibum because she was very good looking. He wanted to do Yibum, and the Rabbanim wouldn't permit it. So the surviving brother was a Kor of Lamalchus. He had to do with the Goyish government. So he tied it in the Goyish courts. It's religious persecution. They don't let him keep the Torah. It says in the Torah, it's a mitzvah to do Yibum, and the rabbis don't allow. So what are the rabbis going to go to court and explain? The motivation has to be the Shem Shemayim. How are they going to give such a story? So the rabbi had an idea. So he said to the judge on the case, he said the din in the Torah is that not only if the brother who passed away had children from this wife, even if he had children from any wife, even if he had children from a pilegesh or from a zayna, and he said, you know and I know, we all know that the brother who died was a playboy. Mm. He used to run around with a lot of women. So we're afraid that maybe he had a child with one of the zaynas, one of the Yiddish zaynas. If he has a child from a goyish zayna, so there's still, he still doesn't mean anything. It's not considered his child because the child is a goy. But if he had a child from a Yiddish zayna, so then there's a problem of then there's no mitzvah of you're not allowed to have yibum. Then it's eshesach shalav malka mitzvah. So the goyish judge says that's right. They all knew him. The one who died was very loose. So the Achrayim say that it's a mitzvah lefarsim. It's a mitzvah lefarsim this time because unfortunately, in many cases, that's a sufficient reason. You don't have to krich harayin and tabashol with the psychology that maybe the surviving brother is not miskaven l'shem shamayim. Pasha, we're not so convinced that it's b'mok a mitzvah. It could be that the one who passed away has children from some other source that we're not familiar with.
No, that's
yeah.
What is the din with Ashkenazi person? Is he allowed to marry a daughter from somebody from Sfarishu who made Yibum? Or what would that be an issue to marry somebody? If you by Shama, even by Silo, there was such a case. Yeah.
Oh, no, the Gemara says, Karba Davlias Avlad Mamzes, so probably not Lat. They shouldn't
have. You have to find out.
Yeah, it'll be a problem, So he mentioned last week that right after Hakamas Amedina, and they were going to have a Rabbanut that was going to control all the Inyanim Avishas, so they got all of the Sfadish Rabbanim to sign an agreement that they're going to follow the Ashkenazi Psak on this issue, that they won't allow anybody to perform any Yibum, because they're going to have, this Bezdin is going to insist that you do have Yibum, they're going to not allow Yibum. It'll be a Balagan. So they all signed such a Hesken, such an agreement, no one's going to allow any Yibum. And then after 20 years later, the Chacham Avadi Yosei printed a tshuva that Hesken Main Lozeshum Tokev, because it's Keneged Adin. How can 150 Sfadish Rabbanim sign an agreement that they're not going to permit Yibum if their psak, the psak of the Sfardim, is that you're obligated to perform Yibum? It's a mitzvah to do Yibum. So he held the, in Eretz Yisrael, there was Sfardim who did Yibum. There were those who did Yibum. The Pasuk says either you do Yibum or Chalitza. It gives you the option. From the Pashtus and the Pasuk, it certainly sounds like it's preferable to do Yibum as opposed to Chalitza, but still the Torah gives you the option if you say don't want.
It's provided it's L'shem Mitzvah. Here it is a sophic.
He says if we should assume like those Rishonim, Rav Chaim Oizer holds like those Rishonim are right. Rav Chaim Oizer and Achiezer quotes this Nemuki Yosef, and he says the Iker is like the Nemuki Yosef, that it's only the Rabbanim. The whole Dina Babashol, that if the Yovam is not miskaven l'shem mitzvah, then it's karva davalias avlad mamzen is every b'shem yisach. So he says the whole thing is only a chumra midi rabbanim. So effect akasha, hakna chachomim b'yoker and gansen the mitzvah minatar that we never permit it, we never allow. The rare case where we allow it, in those rare instances, let's say the Yovam is missing both legs. So Yovam doesn't, so he can't do chalitza. So what do you say? The woman remains an aguna for the rest of her life. So if he's physically able to do bia, so then we would permit him to do yibum and then to give her a get. Why do we permit it over there to do yibum? Because we tell him in advance, we'll only allow you to do one bia and then to get divorced. So obviously he's not going to do the bia l'shem, he's going to be married to this wonderful woman. He's only going to be married for a day. Then the very next day he's going to give a get. So in that case, we're not afraid that he's doing it l'shem dover acher. L'shem dover acher. So in that case, you have no breira. But then the Poskim Rav Soloveitchik said he had one such an asik that the Yovan was missing both legs and he didn't know what to do. So he asked Rav Chaim Heller. Rav Chaim Heller gave him a whole sefer of Achrayim who said that that's the din. Rav Chaim Heller also quotes in the Tshuvas and Achiezer, that's four or five Achrayim who say like that when the Yovan is physically unable to perform the Chalitza, then we are mata them to do the Yibum and then to give a get after. In those rare cases. I mean, that may be in the back of his mind that he may be interested in performing the Yibum in order to get the Yerusha. Okay. Sabashol says, if that's what motivates me to do the Yibum, I'm not allowed to do the Yibum. No, it tells you that's the din. It may not be such a gewaltig, I mean, it may. Depends how wealthy the person was. In case the second brother ever divorces her, or he dies, then she collects the ksuba. The violence, she doesn't collect any ksuba. Subas on nichza valerishin, that's if she gets divorced or the second husband dies.
If the brother is a favorite,
chalitza. Yeah. Then he can't give a get. Oh, he can't give a get. So let's get back to the Gemara. They're two brothers, let's say. So the brother who died was normal, healthy brother, not retarded. And he got married to a woman, Kedushin Deraisa. And the brother dies leaving no children, no descendants at all. And the surviving brother is a Cheresh. Surviving brother, if he's just an Elaim, if he's a normal, healthy person, just mute, he can't speak, that's a Bardas. So an Elam is unable to do Chalitza because ain't a roi l'dibur, so then the Kriyas HaPsukim is makif. So in such a case, we wouldn't allow him to do Chalitza with sign language, you need Dafka Kriyas HaPsukim, the Teh. But then we would permit him to do Yibum and then to give a get. That's not a problem. An Elam is a Bardas, he can give a get, that's not a problem. right? It's a Kiddushin Deraisa, he can give a get. That's the Mishnah. An Elam can give a get. But what if the surviving brother is retarded? Is retarded. So when he does the Yibum, he's kind of her min HaTorah. Why is min HaTorah? Because Yibum doesn't require a Kavanah. Yibum doesn't require Das at all. Let's say the man thought that he's with his wife, and it turned out that this was the Yivama. So the Mishnah says, Habal Yivim, Tod, Beim Shogig, Beim Amezes, Beim Yonis, Beim Yotzen, is Kana. The Shem Mitzvah is a question, is there a Heter? Is there a heter? So we pass like Abishol, when he doesn't do, when he's not religiously motivated, he's not doing the Shem Mitzvah, then there's not, he's not permitted to do the Yibum. Absolutely. So then he did an Avera. The only time, Abishol says, the only time it's Mutter to do the Yibum is if he does it, L'Shem Mitzvah. But what if he doesn't do the Shem Mitzvah? He's kind of anyway. Abishol is also asking, that's the first Mishnah in Habu'al Yivimtoi. It doesn't make a difference. He's kind of the Yavama anyway. That's what prompts the Rishayim to say that Abishol's din is only with the Rabbanim. Lachar, it's only with the Rabbanim, because if it's a din min atar, then it's really an isus. How can it be kind of?
According to that, why is it there? We don't have any Yibum?
No, because with the Rabbanim, Abishol says, we don't permit you to perform the Yibum unless you do L'Shem Mitzvah. The whole din, we assume the whole din of Abishol is probably only with the Rabbanim. It's not a din min atar. No, min ha-Torah does, it's l'mal v'l'mor, it doesn't matter, the kavana, yeah, kavana, no kavana, doesn't matter. With the Rabbanon, and your kaina. And with the Rabbanon, they said, you're not allowed to do the Yibum unless you do the Shem Mitzvah. So since today, we don't trust anybody, so we don't permit anybody to do any Yibum. We always insist, the cases, we'll insist you have to do Chalitza. In a rare case, when it's impossible to do chalitza, so you don't say physically, so you don't say let the woman remain aguna for the rest of her life. So you say no, let him do the yibam and he'll give her a gift the next day. This is the better. This is the better solution than just violating all the laws. This is a halachic solution. You want that they should be makel because of shas hatzat. So you see that Chacham didn't hold them annulling marriages so easily. It's easier to do the Yibum and to give a get than to annul a marriage. You can't annul a marriage so easily. It's very hard to annul a marriage. So let's go again. Let's get this din straight here. So if the man who died had a Kiddushin deraisa with his wife, the man had Kiddushin, he's a Pikach, she's a Pikach, had Kiddushin deraisa. He dies. The surviving brother is not only an Elain, who's Eina Yochel Adab and Yud, he's a Cherish, he's retarded. So what's the din? So he cannot do chalitza. This woman is an Eishes Ish deraisa, there's a Zika deraisa. You can't allow Misha, even an Elain couldn't do a chalitza here. Even though the Elam is about that, can't do chalitza. Because there's a case of the Zika deraisa over here, a real Zika deraisa over here. So if he's an Elaim, so we'll say, okay, let him do Yibum, and then he'll give a get. What if he's a Cherish? So if he's going to do Yibum, he won't be able to give a get, because if he's going to do Yibum, she'll become an Eishes Sishma Deraisa. How can she become an Eishes Sishma Deraisa, but he's only a, he's retarded, he's only a Cherish? The answer is, because when you do Yibum, to be kind of the Yivama, you don't have to be a Bardas, you don't have to have Das. That's the first Mishnah Abol Yivintoi. Yibum doesn't need Das. Kiddushin needs Das. But here, the brother who passed away, he made Kiddushin.
There's a Zika,
because the brother who passed away, he made a Kiddushin deraisa. She was an Eishes Ish. The brother died, there's a Zika deraisa. Zika means she's not allowed to marry till the surviving brother does something. And Chalitza he can't do, because any Yochel Adaber. So Yibum, he can do Yibum, he's kind of her min HaTorah. So she's a full-fledged Eishes Ish now. When the Cherish does Yibum, she's a full Eishes Ish. Now he can't give a get. The Cherish cannot give a get. The Halach is, Kishem Shekin is Bermiza, Kach Motz Bermiza. If the Cherish married her, it's only Kiddushin the Rabbana to begin with, then he can give her a get. But here the brother who died made a kiddushin deraisa. There's a zika when the brother dies. There's a zika deraisa. When the cheresh does the yibum, there's an eshes ish deraisa. So how can you give a get me the rabbonon to pater up an eshes ish deraisa? So that din we know. Now the Gemara says, but what about the following case? Let's say the brother who passed away was also a cheresh. The brother who died was a cheresh. So to begin with, the whole story is only with the rabbonon.
So the kiddushin
was only a kiddushin with the rabbonon. On the level of the raisa, there was no kiddushin. So the brother who died was only married with the rabbonon. So the brother dies, there's only, and no children. So the brother died, now there's only a zika with the rabbonon. There's only a zika with the rabbonon. So now the shaila is...
Why is there only a zika with the
rabbonon?
Because
the
brother's going to perish, he's not even married.
Tyler Bowman didn't leave his Kenodin, he could be better than the...
Sure, if the Menatera, they're not married. If Menatera, the brother who died, wasn't even married, so there's not going to be any Zika deraisa. They're not even married. So Midirabbonon, they're married, so when the brother dies, there's only a Zika Midirabbonon. So now the Shaila is, let's say the Cherish is going to do Yibum. So he can't say it's Kena Menatera. The whole Zika is only Midirabbonon. The whole Ishis, the whole brother was only married Midirabbonon. Zika Midirabbonon. So she's an Eishes Shish Midirabbonon. She's an Eishes Shish Midirabbonon. When the surviving brother, who is also a Cherish, does the Yibum, she'll become an Eishes Shish Midirabbonon. So now the Shaila is, do you say, Kishem Shekin is Birmiza, Kach Moitzi Birmiza, do you allow this Cherish to give a get?
Because
it's only an Eishes Shish Midirabbonon. They say, no, that's if the Cherish, if I'm a Cherish and I married her when I was a Cherish, so kishem shekinasti b'remizu kach ani moitzi b'remizu. I married her midirabbonon, so I can give her a gift midirabbonon. I'm a chevit. But my brother made a de'eshes ish. My brother married her, and he died, and now it's zika, and now I had yibum. Do you say over here mimonim shach midirabbonon? On the level of the raisa, there's nothing. No problems at all. Nothing. Everything is okay. Everything is okay. On the level of the rabbonon, that she's an eshes ish midirabbonon, then there's zika midirabbonon, then there's yibum midirabbonon. So let him give a get midirabbonon. But he's saying, no, you can't say mimonav shach midirabbonon. That's only if I married her. But if my brother married her, not. So that was the Gemara's pilpul. So the Gemara says, no. The Gemara on the top of Ayin Aleph on the base says, v'hatnan. So the Farish and Mishnah that yes. And the Gemara quotes the whole Mishnah that makes all the calculations. Says the Farish that yes. The brother who died was a cheresh.
Why should you even think differently?
It can't be yibum deraisa. It's on the level of deraisa. She was never married.
No, but the yibum of the second brother.
It's midrabbanan.
Yeah, but the zik is no more.
The zik is midrabbanan.
Let's say the surviving brother is also a cheresh.
Also a
cheresh. Surviving brother is also a cheresh.
No deraisa.
But he did yibum, and the yibum is
a kinyan
but he's a cheresh. A cheresh is a lav badas. He's a lav badas.
Why can't you say the yibum is with ramiza? Why can't you say the yibum with ramiza? Both, it's a yibum with rabbonon.
Because
you say it's a yibum. What's the harm? Why shouldn't you say the yibum is with ramiza?
Yibum has to be beer. Yibum has to be beer. Once you do the beer, it doesn't matter what you had in mind. It's lomal of lomal. It doesn't have to be a badas. Birmiza means you need a badas. So birmiza, that's enough das. You don't even need das for the beer.
What happens if
the Gemara quotes enough in the Mishnah? So the Gemara quotes enough.
The second brother is not a cheresh, but is a normal person.
Then it will not be.
What will be then the case?
You cannot do it.
If you're not allowed to do kiddush biya, you're not allowed to do kiddush biya. No, then you would permit him to do yibum on the level of the rabbanon. She was married to the first brother. On the level of the rabbanon, there's zika. So the rabbanon, I'm permitted to do the
yibum.
There's no isereish esach because on the level of the raisa, she was never married to the brother.
The get would be midrabbanon.
In such a case, the get would only be midrabbanon because she's only an eshes ish midrabbanon. Everything is only
midrabbanon.
There's no iser eshes sach because she was never married to the dead brother on the level of the raisa.
So why don't you say mitzvah is kavona? Now you need kavona. You say the only time you need kavona when you have a mitzvah. So you say you need a kavona because you can't do a thing without it. But every mitzvah doesn't need kavona, right?
I don't get the question.
Mitzvah
Shaila, where the mitzvah
sitter is kavanah. Here you need kavanah.
He needs kavanah to take both the Yisra Eish Yisrael. No, but the Rabbanah does an Yisra Eish Yisrael. But the Rabbanah, she was married. But the Rabbanah does an Yisra Eish Yisrael. She was married with the Rabbanah to the brother who was a Cherish, who was retarded. When he dies, so there's a Zika Midirabbanon. So then when I do Yibum, there's a Yibum Midirabbanon. So she's an Eishes Ish Midirabbanon. And then if I want a divorce her, I can give her a get. So even if I am now a Cheresh, so the Gemara is enough in a Mishnah that since the whole Ishus now is only Midirabbanon, I can give her a get Midirabbanon. So the Gemara says, 7-8 lines from the top. Ela Machvayat is Klar Kiddushanim Eikar. Like we said originally, that you do say Miman of Shach. In this case, not only if I was a Cheresh and I made Kiddushin, I can give a get. If my brother was a Cheresh and he made Kiddushin the Rabbanon, and he died, and then the Zikim the Rabbanon, then I did Yibum, it's enough in the Mishnah I can give. There's no room to negotiate. It's a black and white Mishnah in Yevamos. It says on Kuf Yud Beis, it says that you can. The surviving brother, after doing Yibum the Rabbanon, can give a get me the Rabbanon to be matter.
So where would you have a problem where it's not one Mishnah the Rabbanon?
If it's the
where would you have a case where you wouldn't allow? I gave a case last week. I gave a few cases last week. I gave one case was a Tosis in Menachos Laman Aleph Amud Aleph. That like this. I have, this is a bushel of potatoes, this is a bushel of potatoes, this bushel. And different kinds of tevel. So all tevel the Rabbanon, but each one is the Rabbanon for a different reason. This is Lakuach. It grew on someone else's farm and I bought it. So Lakuach is only Chayv in the Rabbanon. And this is the Mai. And this grew Bekarka Shalakum. And each one is a different reason why it's the Rabbanon. So Tosis shows that the Girsa and the Gemara that some of them are on the same level and others on a lower level, the Rabbanon. So those different, the Rabbanon, they're on the same level. You can be Marfish one on the other, from A and B, B and A. But the other one that's on a lower level or a higher level, you can't do from this on that, you can't do from that on that. That's called Minachiv Alapatam and Apatam Alachiv. You have other cases like that. You have, when you make an Erev, a lot of times you have that Shaila. You only make an Erev when the whole problem of carrying is only with the Rabbanim. When you really have a concern that you're dealing with the Rosh Hashanah Deraisa, so the, in Shulchan Aruch it says you don't make an Erev. So first you establish that the holy area to begin with is only a Karmelis. And then the Shah, okay, so it's a Karmelis, but you're not allowed to carry with the Rabbanim. So then you make Mechitza. So sometimes you have a Mechitza that's not a valid Mechitza on the level of the Deraisa. It's good with the Rabbanim to solve certain problems. So the shaila is, would you allow a mechitza derabbanon to solve a problem that's a karmelis derabbanon? Is that necessarily so? Maybe they only made this takana derabbanon episode. In other cases, who says that it solves all the problems derabbanon? So that's a discussion in Paskim. Do you always say miman of shach derabbanon? It comes up a lot when you make an erev. Can you use a solution derabbanon for a problem derabbanon that came from left field, from a different area of a derabbanon? The different reason why it's the Rabbanon. It's not that original the Rabbanon. You have another case. We gave the case about Shalachem on the second day Yom Tov. The Rabbi Schwab wasn't so convinced that the Shoel HaMeishiv was right. That the child before Bar Mitzvah, at the end of the first day of Sukkot, I give the lulav and the dalaminim to the cotton, and then he's marked them back to me. So the child is born on the second day Yom Tov, you also need Shalachem Echutz Lord. Yom Tov Sheni Shal Golis, you need Shalachem. So the Shoel HaMeishiv says, but the whole Yom Tov Sheni Shal Golis is only with the Rabbanon, so the whole need for Shalachem on the second day Yom Tov is only with the Rabbanon. So the kid with the Rabbanon before Bar Mitzvah can be makna back to Misa. Yeah, so the din the Rabbanon can solve the problem of the Rabbanon over here. So the question was, the Rabbi Schwab started to chuckle. So he said he thought it was a harifus, it's very sharp. He said that's the style of the Shoel HaMeishiv, everything with Miman of Shach, but he wasn't so convinced that a lot of Achrenim are worried about this kasha. They're not so keen on this solution. That's a shaila.
Should be have the same din as the first one.
First they said maybe Yom Tov Sheni Shal Goli is that din the Rabban. Maybe that's more chomer. Maybe that's more chomer. Maybe it's less chomer. Maybe it's less chomer because Yom Tov Sheni Shal Goli was instituted later in the days of the Amoraim. The way we have it, they established the calendar. In the days of Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, there was a real Sveik of the Yoyma. But then when they established the Luach in the days of Hillel HaSheni, Hillel HaSheni was the grandson of Rabbi Yudah, of Rabbi Yudah Nossi, I think. Grandson and great-grandson, I forgot already. That was already the days of the Amoraim, days of Abai V'Rovah.
Yeah.
Abai V'Rovah lived in Bavel when Hillel HaSheni, they were contemporaries of Hillel HaSheni who lived in Eretz Yisrael. So that was already deep into the period of the Amoraim when they established the calendar we use today. And at that time they said, Hizorah b'minig avasech meidech nishi, still continue to observe Yom Tov Sheni Shal Golis, even though there's no longer any Sveik of the Yom. So that Luchar is a weaker Derabonim. Yom Tov Sheni Shal Golis is a very weak Derabonim. A minig, Samar Shanim holds only a minig.
Beginning that they took only Yerushalayim Kol Shiva. And outside, they took it on the other day.
That's another takana of the Rabban Rabbi Yechaman Zakeh, right after the Churban Bayis Sheni, made a takana we should bench Esrog all 7 days of Sukkot. But he didn't say Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golias. Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golias, that was a way later takana. That even though we have a Luach, we should still, and there's no Sveika Diyama at all, we should still observe Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golias. So l'chara, they may not necessarily be on the same level. The halacha that a katan before bar mitzvah does have the ability to be makne, that's shteitna mishnah in Hanizokin. In the middle of Gittin, that's in Perek Hanizokin. That haputas mikcha mekech memkere memke b'metalfin. That a child before bar mitzvah, even a few years before bar mitzvah, as long as he understands mekech memkar, he can give him atana. Right. So that's one din derabbanan. And Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golias maybe is a lower din derabbanan. So l'chara we should say that the Shalom Eishim should be right with the Kal V'chaimer. This is the din that the Katan can be makna is a stronger din the Rabbanan. Then Avada should be good to solve a problem, a problem of a lesser din the Rabbanan. But that's a question. We're not so convinced about this Mimon of Shach the Rabbanan. But the Gemara here says, does it dissolve the din? Kishem shekinis bermisa kach moitzi bermisa. That's how the Gemara comes to the conclusion.
Is it asked to be both the same as Rabbanan?
Same Rabban, but it's not from the same
source. But it's clearly in the same level.
Closer, much closer, right.
And the Russian is more that the whole question is Zerah.
Zerah, right. When you make a light plug, yeah, okay. So depends how you read. I didn't read the Gemara Innovating. See, he says, if you read the Gemara Innovating, the Lashem that I left out, it's a little complicated. That's why I didn't want to read it. So the Gemara sounds like not the way I'm presenting. The Gemara sounds like, do you make a separate Zerah over here? Because you may get confused. You don't make a separate gzera. I worded it that it's a more serious problem than it would sound at the Gemara. So I thought that maybe you don't have to read the Gemara literally. It's like gzera derabbanan. It means it's a problem. It's a problem. That's one derabbanan. There's a different derabbanan. May not necessarily, this derabbanan may not necessarily solve that. The Gemara says that's the din. It is good. The Gemara says that it is good. Now the Gemara goes back to what we said in Amud Aleph. We said a din. The Gemara quotes on Amud Aleph, what's the din of a cheresh? What says a cheresh? Cheresh means a person who's retarded. So sometimes you have a retarded person, he speaks and he hears. He's nabach retarded. And then, mizman ha-tanaim, they had another person who would turn out to be retarded, mishayin ha-shameh, v'ayin ha-medaber. So the Gemara gita zog ba-medvar ma-murim, when do you say the mishayin ha-shameh, v'ayin ha-medaber, is retarded? Omer ab-shemim ben Gamliel, about the 10 lines from the bottom. The line begins with the words Amar Abshim and Gamliel Bamid Var Mamurim. When do you say the Mishayin Shemeh Vein Medaber is going to turn out to be retarded? We have no way to communicate with him and to educate him. When is that? The Cheresh Meikar, he was born like born. That. So we can never get to first base. We have no means of communicating. Avo Pikeach, for 50 years he was able to hear and to speak and to function. So and then he was in an accident, whatever, and he became deaf and he became mute. So he can still function. So even though he had a Kiddushim Deraisa, so let's say he got married when he was 25, and now he's 50 years old, now he can't speak and he can't hear, but nonetheless, he still runs his business. He does it by computer, but ever by typewriter. He's able to communicate. Avol Pikech v'Nischaresh. So then Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says that that's okay. Who Kaisev? He can write on a piece of paper, he wants to divorce his wife, and that's good Min HaTorah, no problems, because he's a Badas. So the heart makes such good sense what Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said. Everybody should agree with Reb Shimon Gamliel. I would have agreed with Reb Shimon Gamliel. So comes the Gemara now on Amud Beis, and he knocks it down. Zokt Rabbi Yechanan, Chalukim Olav Chaver of Reb Shimon Gamliel. Nobody agrees with Reb Shimon Gamliel. Why not Beisachnish? I would have agreed. How does he know? Amar Abaya, Fanana Mitanina. There's enough in the Mishnah that supports Rabbi Yechanan's statement that the majority of the Chachamim do not agree with Reb Shimon Gamliel. Why? What does it say? That it says, Afanana Mitanina. What does it say? Nishtis. Lo yaitzi. What is nishtis lo yaitzi? A man is married and his wife becomes a shaita. So the din is lo yaitzi. The husband should not divorce his wife. How do you translate? The husband cannot divorce his wife. But the husband should not, he may not divorce his wife. What does it mean? That's what the Gemara is going to discuss. How do you translate nishtis lo yaitzi? If the wife became shota, she lost her seichel lo yaitzi. What if nischar ishu on ishtate? What if the husband became a shaita? Or the husband became senile or whatever? Then it says lo yaitzi ailomis. Sharp aloshim. If the husband became, the husband got married to a man and a woman got married and they lived for 25 years together. And then the husband became a lav bardas. So then it says, lo yoytzi yaylomis. Absolutely never. Goodbye. She's stuck. She's an aguna. But it, in contrast to the case where the wife became nishtatis, so then it says, lo yoytzi, a less severe lashon, not so sharp.
Rashi says, that also lets here.
Rashi already gives you the answer. Rashi says Matarnish is an Avera Osalotzia. But then Rashi asked the Kasha. Rashi asked the Kasha, why is it Osalotzia? Why if the wife became what's the Tikkun Olam? So that's what Rashi explains. The din is that if the husband divorces his wife Bal Korcha, the get is chal. It's not their cheretz, it's not a nice thing to do. He got married and he promised to love and honor and cherish her. So then he goes and he dumps her, he gives her a get. You're not allowed to do that. But the get would be a get. And then the Rabbeinu Gershom came and he said, not only is it not the Yoshin, not only is it not the Acheretz, Cherem, whoever does it should drop dead. Acherem means a klolot. That's nichnas into the Ramach Yivon. The Gemara says, Cherem is Oisius Ramach, a curse that the person should die. So, let's say Bizvan HaTanoim before the Chem de Rabbeinu Gershom. So it wasn't right. But if the case is like that, if a man gives a get Bal Korcha of the Isha, so the din is that the get is Chal. For a get, you just need Das HaBal, you don't need Das HaIsha. So let's say if the wife, they were married at the time, the husband and the wife were both B'nei Das, and then the wife later on becomes a Lav Baz Das. So Rashi, Fek Chan Akasha, the Gemara has it. Rashi, Fek Akasha, what about care the wife is now Nishtat is, she doesn't understand what's going on, so what? But you don't need Das HaIsha for the get, so why can't the husband give her the get, Bal Korcha? Right, but she understands that she's not divorced. So you can't say that the get is no good because Mishal Chaveina V'Choizeres.
She's not coming back.
She understands that, when she understands that she was his wife, she understands that she just got divorced. That's not a problem. But still, there's no, she's the Halab Baz Das. So that's where Rashi says, La Baz Das doesn't bother me. Al Pidin, you don't need Das for the Isha to be Mekabel Get. For our Rai, on the level of the Rai, so you can give a Get Bal Koch and the Get will be Chal. So why does it say, Nishtatis Lo Yod? See, if the wife became a Shaita, it's not proper. Rashi says, Osa, it's prohibited.
That's not a Rai Bal Koch. It's just like if they do with the Shemin. You have to have the ability to have a Das. Even though you don't have the Das, you don't give the Das, but at least you have to have the ability.
Here we don't say like that. Here we don't say like that. Yeah. You want to know when do you apply that svara of kol she'ein oil avila avila miakev is one not? So the Rishonim have a little bit. The Shagas Aryeh has a famous tshuva in Siman Vav. Here we don't say like that. Here we don't say like that, yeah. You want to know when do you apply that svara of kol she'ein oil avila avila miakev is one not? So the Rishonim have a little bit. The Shagas Aryeh has a famous tshuva in Siman Vav. Bring a carbon mincha, you have to mincha blula ba shemen, you have to stir with shemen. What if you poured in the shemen, you didn't stir? It's also good that he have it. Loid Bala is good. If you didn't pour in the shemen, it's no good. If you poured the shemen, you didn't stir, it's kosher. Even though it says 100 times min chablul ba shemen, b'di'evit, it's not miyake. But what if... Huh? Bring a carbon mincha, you have to have mincha b'lul of Hashemen, you have to stir with Shemen. What if you poured in the Shemen, you didn't stir? It's also good that you have it. Loi Balal is good. If you didn't pour in the Shemen, it's no good. But if you poured the Shemen, you didn't stir, it's kosher. Even though it says 100 times mincha b'lul of Hashemen, but you have it, it's not miyake. But what if... Huh? But if you put in so much, if you put in so much flour, that if you're going to start stirring, it's going to fall out, then the Mishnah says that it's no good. So the Gemara asks, why is it no good? Let it be like Loi Bolal, kosher. So that's Reb Zeira has his original comment on that Mishnah. If it's ain't a right leblila, then leblila is miyakim. So the Shagasaria has his famous essay. And Sima Bav, he says, why does it apply there and in certain cases not? So he says, no, we're talking like this. You have a mitzvah. The mitzvah b'shlei Musa is to bring a mincha with shemen with b'lila. If you brought a mincha with shemen, you didn't do the b'lila, nunu. B'di'evet is a mitzvah built b'shleima. It's a mitzvah shelo b'shlei Musa. But let's say you brought a half of an insurin. You didn't bring enough. That's tachmamish, that's missing too much. If you didn't even pour in the shemen, not only you didn't start, you didn't even do matana shemen. That's missing too much. Then it wouldn't be good. But what if you brought the mincha with the shemen, but it's not only didn't you stir it, it's impossible to stir it. So he claims that's called missing too much, and since he didn't do the mitzvah b'shlei Musa, in that case it's ma'akev b'di'evet. So he claims that it's only when you're dealing with a mitzvah, and the mitzvah b'shlei Musa is described as such, and you're dealing with a mitzvah shelo b'shlei Musa, so how much shelo b'shlei Musa is it? Well, let's say when the husband gives a get to his wife, what? L'chatchilas a mitzvah min amuvchor to give the get and azashen oif and amuhuridika a get from a hajjim, and a mahajjim is when the wife knows, well, they're not talking siddishka mitzvah. Yeah. Even if the wife is mezana and it's a mitzvah to get rid of her, but it's not more of a mitzvah, it's a mitzvah to get rid of the marshas if the wife is mezana. She's a mechal shabbos, whatever, so get rid of the marshas. But you don't say that the giving of the get is a mitzvah, it's a mitzvah b'shlei Musa, that she should be b'daito, and she's not b'daito, she loves b'shlei Musa. The whole idea doesn't apply. It's not that it's more b'shlei Musa when she knows what's going on. So that's what Rashi points out here. The Gemara is going to have that. If the wife doesn't, she's mamish sina, she doesn't even understand what's happening at the time the husband gives the get. So then it's no good menatera. That's a chisana mishalcha v'chayzeres. The pasuk says b'shilcha mibeiso. He has to successfully send her away from his home. And if she doesn't understand, then it's no good. Rather, one of the rabbanim told me a case, a husband and a wife, they were off and on and off and on, fighting back and forth, back and forth. They weren't all there. They both weren't all there. And then they finally decided back, he was always thrashing, he's going to give her a get. She was always thrashing, she's going to divorce him. So finally they came to the rabbanim, he's giving a get. So he finally gives a get, then the same day they go home together and fight them. They're back together. So the woman didn't, I think he was a kohen. The shaila was he was a kohen. So the shaila was later on, is he allowed a master gurushasa? So the rabbi wanted to say, huh?
But he didn't understand.
The shaila is, not Nishkin get Yoshin. The shaila is, was the get a good get or not? The woman didn't even understand Bechlal what was going on. That was not. The woman didn't even understand Bechlal what was going on. They were both not all there, the husband and the wife. They both didn't understand. Right after the get, they went back together again. So that's a shaila. Was it a good get or not? You have to have a good psychiatrist, a psychologist, to figure out what the matzav was at the time that he gave it a get, whether he understood, whether she understood. You have to have das for a get. You have to have das. The husband has to be a bar das. The wife doesn't have to be a bas das, that the get should be chal. But the wife has to understand what's happening. If she doesn't understand, then it's no good. If she understands, but she doesn't agree, I get bal korcha. She understands what's happening. She's mishalcha. So that's a good get. You're not allowed to do that. That's an avera. That's a chem de rabbeinu gershom. But if you did it, the get will be chal. But mid rabbanon, if the woman is not all there, or she thinks that she's Cleopatra, and then she thinks that she's Eleanor Roosevelt and so on. So even though the get will be chal min atayra, because now that she thinks that she's his wife, so she understands she's getting the get, but since she's not all there, so that's a problem, she'll become hefker. And that's an Issa de Rabbanon. Rashi quotes, that's what the Gemara is going to say. So that's why the Mishnah says nishtates, nishtis means nishtates, she became a shoyta. Lo yotze means it's an Issa. It doesn't mean he is unable to divorce his wife. He is able to if she understands. Shouldn't. It's not proper mid Rabbanon to be megari such a wife. Unless he's going to institutionalize her, and who knows what's going to be in the institution. but if he's going to institutionalize her and someone's going to take care of her, okay, so then there's no problem. But just to leave out Hefke Torminish, that's what the Gemara wants to know.
What's the difference to the Yoytzer
Yibama? Oh, so first the Gemara didn't realize that. The Gemara is going to come to the Maskana. The first half that says Lo Yotze means it's not proper, it's Midi Rabbanon, not proper, you're not allowed to. The second half, Lo Yotze Lomis means absolutely, get is never in the Chal at all. That's what the Gemara is going to come to Maskana. First, the Gemara thought differently. That Lo Yotze Lomis means my Lomis. What does that add on? What does the word Lomis add on? When the husband is Nischare, she's Eina Shameh, Eina Medaber, Lo Yotze Lomis, he absolutely cannot divorce her. So what is the Mashmois? What is it Marbe? My love, what does it probably mean? Love, afagav diyochel ledam terhaksat. Doesn't the Mishnah mean to say against Reb Shimon Gamliel that even though he can type everything on a typewriter, he'll write instructions? I know what I'm doing, and I know what I'm saying. I just can't speak, and I can't hear. I want you to write a get and sign a get and give it to my wife. I had enough in this woman; she's a witch. And he types and he writes everything out and he gives it a document. So Reb Shimon Gamliel said in Amar Aleph that it's good, and he said on top that it's good, Amar Av Kan, Amar Rav, he said that it's good. So the Gemara wants to say that the Mishnah seems to, Amar Abai, there's a Mishnah in Yevamis, that seems to say that it's no good. Masnisim Nami Tanina, the Mishnah supports Rabbi Yochanan's contention that the majority opinion of the Tanoim is in disagreement with Reb Shimon Gamliel. So the Gemara says, isn't that what it means in the Mishnah by Yotzi Alamis? So the Gemara says, no, Amar Apapa, not necessarily so. So Nishkin often a Mishnah. Abai Gitazot, you don't need Rabbi Yechanan. So often a Mishnah. We don't need Rabbi Yechanan. So Rabbi Papa says, I beg your pardon. There's no often a Mishnah. And if not for the fact that Rabbi Yechanan said it, we wouldn't know that it's so. He loved Yashmin Rabbi Yechanan. Havi Amin, I would have said there never was any machloikis. We would have said, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, if Rush had time at the Tanakamu Hudiyasa, Anom and Aleph, when we quoted the Braisa. Amar Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Bamed Dvarim Amurim. You often have it like that. Bamed Dvarim Amurim. Sounds like he's commenting. It's not, Amar Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, I disagree. He says, no. What you said is correct under these circumstances. You have a lot of times in Shas where Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, this Tanakh Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, Bamed Dvarim, he's defining what the Tanakh meant and he's not disagreeing. It's Lefarish. So Rabbi Papa says, if not for the fact that Rabbi Yechanan had this tradition, that Chalukim Olav Chavera, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, that the majority of the Tanaim disagree, I would have said the Lashon of the Braisa doesn't sound like he's disagreeing. I would have said that everybody agrees. What do you do with Abayi's Mashmois from the Mishnah, that it says, Lo Yotzi Ailomis Umay Ailomis, what does it mean? It means a different thing. Avgav Dechazina Le Dechart, maybe it's a different word. If the fellow is Eina Shamev, Eina Medaber, even if he's not Lo Yotzi Ailomis, if he's Yochel Adam Amitel Haksav, it's also no good. No. If he writes everything out and it's absolutely clear that he knows what he's doing, I would have said that is good. Yeah. Nobody ever disagreed. But if he just makes sign language and the sign language seems to imply that he really is with it, I would have thought that's not sufficient. But if Mamish writes it out, I would have said everybody agrees with Reb Shimon Gamliel. So Rav Papa says that what Rabbi Yechanan said is a big chiddush. So that's one way to explain away why it says Ailomis. Ailomis means, perhaps it means, Avagab de Chazina le Dechor. Even though, with the sign language, he seems to
make it clear.
He gives us the impression that he really knows what's going on, we shouldn't rely on it. But if he's going to write it, then it's absolutely clear, then would it be good? Inami de Gemara says maybe it means a different thing, in contrast to the Reisha. Nishtatis, if the wife became a shaita lo yotzi, that means that it's not right mid rabbanon, you shouldn't do it. But if you went ahead and you gave her a get, the get would be chal, provided she's mishalcha v'eino chazeres, as opposed to the case where the husband became a chayrish or a shaita. Lo yotzi lom is no good man at Torah, that's what it meant. The Gemara says, Inami l'kid Rabbi Yitzchak, Dam Rabbi Yitzchak d'var Torah, if the wife is a shaita, the din is mizgareshes, the husband is able to be megarisha. It's not right. He shouldn't be megarisha. Who's going to take care of him? But strictly speaking, the gerishim will be a good get. Why? Mida de havi apikachas bal kocho. Because I would say it's the same as the, where the wife is, Klar, she's a Bikachas, but she doesn't want to accept the get. So as long as she understands, Mishalcha Ve'ena Chazeres, so the get is a good get. You don't need Das. Why did they make, why did they institute a prohibition with the Rabbanon that you're not allowed to divorce her? So it's only also, but for the Yeved, the get will be good. So by the husband, when the husband became in the Shtat and the Scharishu, state lo yoytze elam is absolutely not. That's no good minatar. So the Gemara comes out in the Maskana. We're not so, there's no often in Mishnah. So Rabbi Yechana had a tradition like that. That we shouldn't write that the Chachamim Machoelik, and we shouldn't paskin like Amarav Kan Amarav. Shaila in the Gemara, how we paskin. The Gemara is going to say later, on the very next Mishnah. And the very next Mishnah, the very next Mishnah ends off. Yeah, we read the next Mishnah. Amar Lai, a couple doesn't have any Shalom Bais. So they come to the rabbi and he keeps on giving Eitzes and Eitzes and he sees nothing works. So the rabbi says one fine day, look, we've had it. Maybe we should give you a get. So the husband says, okay, write her a get. That's all he said. He said, write her a get. He never authorized the signing of the get. So they go and they write the get, and then they have people sign the get, and then they give the get to the husband. The husband takes the get and he gives it to the wife. So obviously he wants to, he gave the get himself, but he never authorized that the eidim should sign. He just authorized, write the get. He never said, and if he's mevuhal, they're taking away, the police are arresting him and they're taking him away to prison. We had the Mishnah before. If he says kisvu, or if he's a chayla mesuk and he's about to die, he's akta kisvu, he means the whole works. But he's sitting in the rabbi's house. But that's not such a shas atchak like that. And he just says kisvu get lishta. He never said v'chismu. He never authorized signing. So even though they gave it back to him and he gave it to his wife, obviously he's maskin. But since he never authorized the signing, so that's no good. That's what the Mishnah says. Amrulai, if they said to the husband, Nichtav get lishtech, a question mark, should be right again. The Amrulahem ksav, when he says, yes, right again, but he never said, Bechismu, sign it. And they went ahead, Amrulah sefer v'kasav. They got a sefer and he wrote, V'leid and v'chasav, and they got the
Yedin. Because they, maybe, the Gemara thing says that,
he never told the sefer directly. He told them kisvu, and they went and they got someone else. The Gemara is going to point out that problem. They got someone else to write it. Yeah. See, even though it's signed and it's sealed, and they gave it to him, they gave the get to him, and then he gives it to the wife. Because when the son of law, he gives the get to the wife. So it's no good, because it was not tzivay abba. Fine. Ah, what will be good? So the Mishnah concludes, the last line of the Mishnah, Hashem el sefer save. He has to give instructions directly to the sefer. You should write and tell him. So the Gemara says, right before the Mishnah, what does that lashon mean? He has to give direct right before the next Mishnah. So the Gemara says, you get the impression that is not enough if he writes. Perhaps the mashmois of the lashon at sheyomar that he has to speak with his own lips, and perhaps the Mishnah means to say la puki mit Rav Kana amar Rav. The Rav Kana says in the name of Rav, the cheresh yochel adama mit hachaksav is good. If he writes it out like Rav Shimon Gamliel said, that it's good. So the Gemara says one gets the impression that maybe that's the mashmois of the Mishnah at sheyomar means he has to say it with his own lips, and maybe mit hachaksav is no good. So that's what the Gemara says over here also. That maybe that's what the maybe Chaluk, Rabbi Yochanan had a tradition. The other Tanoim do not agree with Rabbi Shimon Gamliel that we wouldn't paskin that the Cheresh can write in Terchaksa. So that's the shaila how we paskin Laloch on this issue. Now the Gemara goes through again the same. We already went through this. We're not going to go again. But just to review again, if the husband tells two people, the husband tells. Two, you don't even have three people. So he says, please take care of the get for my wife. And they don't write the get themselves, they get other people to write the get. So then the Gemara quoted the Tanoim that L'chol HaDeis, that's no good. If he tells two people, he meant he wants them to do it. What if he tells three people? So three people, and Das Meliad, and three people is like a bezin. It's an Ishkin, it's not really a bezin. It's Sotnish can shaykhis and Ishkin didn't tell you, it has nothing to do with the bezin. But in Das Bnei Yodim, psychologically, you tell three people a bezin, so sometimes it's self-understood, they're not going to take care of it themselves, they'll ask someone else, give it to others, that others should take care. So that's, so if he has three people assembled, and he tells them, I'd like you to write a get, or to gezocht, I'd like you to write a get, then they can't tell someone else that they should write. Then they have to write themselves, that's what he said. What if he doesn't say kisvu? What if he says, tenu get lishti, please take care of the get, please arrange for a get. So do they have the right or not? So the Gemara quotes that, Samachlegis, a Meir, and Rabbi Yossi, and a Shaila, when he would be mighty, Gemara goes through the whole, it's not psychological, part of it is psychology, and part of it is Allah. We learned this already. So the Gemara, it's a chazar, the Gemara goes to the next Mishnah. Ibigachaz at the same thing. The next Mishnah is a different din. Next Mishnah we didn't have yet. Zegitachimati. Let's say, the man is married and he has no children. And if he's going to die, his wife will be, she'll be Skukaliyavam. And let's say his brother's on the sugar, and the brother's going to give her a hard time, he's going to charge her thousands of dollars, whatever, that she should
get the chalitza.
She should get the chalitza from him. So the husband is nice, he knows his brother's on the sugar, and so he wants to give her a get now. But he wants to have his wife. If he gives her a get, he can't live with her. So he gives her the get, he says, Harezekitach lacham oisi. After I die, raise the get. So get lacham, he says, no good. So if he says it like that, Harezekitach, after I die, that's no good. But if he says, Hareza Gitach Meyachshav Im Matin, this get should be valid as of today if I die. So what do you mean if I die? What, he plans to live Vedic? What do you mean if I die? Let's say there is a need for a get. Let's say he's married, he has no children. So if he dies, his wife is going to need Chalitza. And he knows his brother's Amishukin is going to give his wife a hard time. He wants to do her a favor, he wants to give her the gift so she won't have an asik later with the chalitza, but he doesn't want to give away his wife. He plans to be around for another couple of years. He wants to continue living with his wife. So how does he solve the problem? So he says, Harezekitach lacha sha'omu. You can't give a get that you want to be chal after you die. So he says, Harezekitach me'achsha imamu. If I die, so usually people do die, in the history of the world, everybody...
I die before you.
If I die before you. Okay, that's what he means. So then the Mishnah says that it's good. Let's say the husband is sick, and it looks like he's going to die, so he says, this should
not
be a get.
Any other
tonight,
in a get.
Like a regular tonight, right? So this case is no good.
Because
any one of these three cases is no good, because there's no get lachamisa. But in the third line in the Mishnah, what if he says the get should be chal today, imati, if I die, or if he words it differently, semicolon, or he says me'achshav, imati, the get should be chal as of now, if I die, so then it's good.
When he dies, he goes back to his father. Maybe he's got to get really.
Before.
Not at the time that he was living with her, it looked like she was an Eishes Ish, but later it turns out she was really divorced as of a year ago. So it turns out she was not an Eishes Ish at that time. That is correct. Mm-hmm. She will not be an Eishes Ish. Okay, so you'll have a problem. Okay.
He's a Kohen.
He's not divorced.
If he's a Kohen, he can't live with her. That's Teignish. If the husband is a Kohen and he gives his wife a get, me'achshav im mati. And later, when he dies, it's going to be Chalam Afreya, so he's talking not allowed to live with his wife the rest of the time.
No, it's allowed.
If she dies first, okay. Then there's no problem.
Why should he be also the Rosh Hashanah? Maybe he'll die.
Because Sufik, Al-Sufik.
Yeah, but we don't know. It may turn out later that he will die first, in which case the get will be chas. It's like a Sufik Gush of a kind. Yeah. The Gemara says in the first Perek in Ksubas on Daf Tes, those who used to go, the soldiers who went to the army in the days of David HaMelech, they used to give a get to their wives
before
they went to the army, just in case. So there, there's a machlekes harishanim, just in case what? What was the lashon of the get?
You couldn't find
the body. So some harishanim said they gave it. They gave a get on the tonight, in case they don't come back. In case they don't come back. Other harishanim said they had a different tonight. Other harishanim say no, they gave a get to leave tonight. They gave a get to leave tonight. So bizman is there, the tour. The shulchan aruch is based on the tour. So the tour quotes from the rabbeinu Peretz, one of the Balei HaTesis, that we don't give a get ala tanai unless it's a big shas atzak. In a minute we'll get. We don't give a get ala tanai because you have to know how to word it tonight properly. If you don't word it properly, so the din is that the get is chal without the tanai. So we don't look for tzaris. So we give a get stoma. So the practice is if a person goes to the army and he's afraid that it may disappear, so then you give a get stoma. And then when you come back from the army, then you mekadosh again, unless I'm a kohen. So if I'm going to give a get some, when I come back, married, I won't be able to be married, then you have no brera. Then you give a get ala tanai, and you have to word the tanai in such a way that if I'm going to say, harei zegitech, if I die, harei zegitech miyachshib, if I die in the war, I may disappear in action, they'll never know if I died in the war. So the wife may remain in aguna also, so you have to word it. Harei zegitech miyachshib, if I don't come back within 3 years. You have to make some reasonable, you have to make an agreement what it's going to be. But unless the husband is a kohen, in the event the husband is a kohen, and he wants to retain his wife, so then he has no other choice, he has to give a get ala tanai. In the event the husband is not a kohen, so the tour quotes the Rabbeinu Peretz, the practice is you give a get some.
The divorcer.
The divorcer
and
period.
Marry again.
And then later on, then he comes back, so you marry her again.
Problems too. He can't send her away then, can he? I thought the second time he divorces his wife. And then he wants to take her back. He can't give her another divorce.
Why? Came that many times. No, that's a different thing. Masik Rashad is a different thing. If I married a woman and I divorced her and she married a different person in between, and he either divorced her or died, then the first husband, but if she didn't marry anybody in between, even if she was mizana with somebody in between, she didn't officially marry somebody in between, then there's no Isra Masa Grushasa at all. Then it's permitted to you. There's a different din that you're not allowed to divorce your wife. That's only a rare case. That's not by Masa Grushasa. That's by Oynes or by Moitzi Shemra. If a husband chapters on his wife and he says the wife was Mizana during Erison, during marriage, and then it turns out later that he's lying, so the Torah says, if the wife wants to remain with him, the wife may want to get rid of the Meshuganim. But if the wife wants to remain with him, because she feels that it's hard for her to find another shidduch, so he has to suffer with this wife. He tried to get rid of her, to bump her off. So the Torah says, if she wants, the punishment is lo yuchal l'shalchu kol yom. Or ma'anis, if he attacked the girl who was a naira besula, so then if she wants, if she doesn't want, the guy's not mishugana. What does she want to marry him? But if she claims no, he was just ma'anis me. Who's going to want to marry me? Who wants to marry a shmata who was used already? So if she insists, so the Torah says he has to marry her, and he's not allowed to divorce her until she'll agree. If she'll be basking to get rid of him, so fine. But he can't give her a get against the wish. Right. The Achrenim point out, what is the mocker? The Gemara always says that a husband has the ability, we just learned it. A pikachas, bal korcha, the husband has the ability to divorce a wife. Bal Korcha, how did the Tanoim know that is true? So the Achrenim say the mocker is from that pasuk.
Yeah.
It says by the case of Moitzi Shemra, by the case of Oynes, that he cannot divorce her. So what's the case he cannot divorce her? It means Bal Korcha.
Yeah.
If she's in agreement, so then there's no love. The whole love is Ben Adam Lachaver. He's not allowed to divorce against the wishes. So you see that in another case, not the case of Moitzi Shema, not the case of Einesh, the husband can divorce the Bal Korcha. It's not proper, but the husband can divorce the Bal Korcha. But that's the Achayim say, that is the Mokra, Rabbi Shlomo Adonai points out, that is the Mokra from the Chumash, to this din, that a husband has the ability to divorce Bal Korcha. The Mokra is from that post. So the Mishnah gives the details of the Halacha. If the husband says, Hareza Gitech Me'achshov, or Hareza Gitech Me'hayom, Imati, so even though he dies months later, he's sick in bed and he doesn't know what's going to be, and then he taka dies a couple of months later, he dies from the disease. So if he says Hareza Gitech Lachar Shomus, saying Get Lachamisa, but if he says Hareza Gitech Me'achshov, Imati Mechayliza, if I die from this disease, so then the get is Chalam Afreya. Tesis has a shaila that Tesis Mehayom, Iba Maschon Mehayom, Machlegza Ben Tamat Rabbein Ochanan.
She
gives him before he dies
the
guest.
She can.
She doesn't
care.
The
husband dies
later on. She's called almona. He gives her a get, meaning the husband
before,
gives.
Before he dies.
He gives her
the
get before he dies.
No, yes.
She
dies after
a month. She dies. He dies.
Yeah. So then it depends how did he word it. If he says Hareza Gitech im amus, then the get is no good. Then she's an almana. Then she's an almana. But if he says Hareza Gitech me achshav im amus, then after he dies she becomes a grusha melam afreya. Then she's not an almana. Then she's not an almana. She's only a grusha.
But a kohen can't marry.
A grusha kohen cannot marry. Right. Cannot marry. See, the shaila is, the Rabbeinatam had a machlokes with Rabbein Elchanan. Rabbein Elchanan was the son of the Ri, the Rabbein Elchanan was killed al Kiddush Hashem during the Crusades. So the Rabbein Elchanan was the son of the Ri, who was killed while the father was alive. The Ri was a nephew of the Rabbeinatam, so he was a great nephew of Rabbeinatam. So they had a machlokes, what is the mashmas of the Lashon Mehayom? If he says, let's say it's 9 o'clock in the morning, the husband gives the get and he says, Hareza Gitech Me'achshav Im Omus. And he dies the same day. He dies at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. But he said Me'achshav. So Me'achshav means as of 9 o'clock in the morning. Me'achshav, as of now. What if it's Hareza Gitech Me'hayom Im Mati? He didn't say Me'achshav. So what does it mean Me'hayom? Me'hayom, you don't know what time of the day. So you say Sof Hayom. Do you say until you know Bavandai? Do you say Sofayom? Or do you say Mehayom? It's the same as Me'achshav. Yeah. It's the same as Me'achshav. So the Rabbeinu Tam is not sure. Lo yadayna mayodlo. He's not sure when you say Mehayom, and then he dies on the same day. Maybe that's called a get lachamisa. Because Mehayom, he didn't say when. Let's say I write a shtar. Let's say I write an shtar. The karka should belong to you as of June 1st. So when are you kind of the karka? June 1st in the morning, in the afternoon, in the evening. So the Gemara says, Sofayom is kind of, because the shtar, Yad Bala Shtar Ala Tachtayna, the shtar is only vadai that it belongs to you when it comes Sofayom, in the middle of the day. Maybe it's not, when it's already June 2nd, when it's already June 2nd, so you know that it for sure it already belongs to you. But calls man that you're in the middle of the day, not. So that's what Rabbeinu Tam is not sure. When you say Mehayom, is that the same as Me'achshav, which means literally from now on, or does it mean Mesof Hayom? So Rabbeinu Chana thought that that's a joke.
If you say Me'achshav, you don't put this man, but he says Balpeh
Me'achshav.
You know when the Me'achshav was said.
No, but the Yedim are there. The Yedim are there. Me'achshav means from the minute that he gives it over. Yeah. No, if he dies later, then I say they get to Schalam Afreya. Fine. But let's say he said, Hareza Gitech Mehayom, and the Rabbeinu Tam is Mesupik, maybe Mehayom, only Konami Sofayom. And then he dies before the Shtir. Yeah. So then she'll still need Chalitza.
Right.
That's right. There's not a lot to live with her. The Gemara is going to raise that problem. The Gemara is going to talk about it.
Gemara says later you have to make sure you don't violate Yichud.
Yeah.
Okay. The Mishnah is later. In such a case, the Mishnah is going to work about the term. Going to work on that term. You have to have a tonight kofel? Okay. Whatever you need. The Rambam and the Rishonim paskin that whenever it's a tanaya me'achshav, you don't need tanaya kofel. Only a tanaya vid. And the Ramban is unhappy about that. Like this, Rishonim, whether you always need tanaya kofel. Tanaya kofel means you have to say both the hand and the lap. You have to say, if I die from the sickness, the get should be chamayachshav. And if I don't die, the get should not be chamayachshav. Do you have to say both ways? Or is it sufficient if you say one way? So the Rif and the Rambam and the Mechaber quote like that. By every Tanayim Ayashav, there's no need for Mishpatei tonight. That's Machlokes Taki here in Gittin, the end of Gittin. Yeah. And this week said, Rabbi Haba Halacha, that when you bring a carbon in the Beis HaMikdosh, Shor HaKesev Eis Ki Yivolei. Whenever you have a behemoth is born, so you're not allowed to bring it as a carbon in the Beis HaMikdosh till the Yom HaShmini. What kind of a din is that you have to wait till the eighth day? So in the Shulchan Aruch and Hilchas Bris Milah, Bar Kayama. The Gemara has like that. Yeah, the Gemara says that's a din midrabbanan. A lot of Rishonim say it's a din midrabbanan. That the Kol Shelo Shoa Shmona Yamin BeBehemah. So the Behemah is a suffix nafal, right? So many Rishonim say that's only a din midrabbanan, that it's not a din minatera. So what kind of a din is this? What kind of a din is this that you can't shecht any karbonis until the eighth day? So in Hilchas Milah, the Taz and other Mefarshim in Yerideya quote from the Zohar, a very interesting comment. We have such a similar din by a Bris Milah. You're not supposed to do the Bris Milah until the eighth day. Milah Tachsmana is no good. After the eighth day, you're supposed to do the Bris Milah B'Yom HaShmini after the day whenever you want. Is there any connection between the Yom HaShmini here, the Yom HaShmini over there? So I would have not thought so in a million years. So the Taz quotes the Zohar that it's identical din, the same din. What's the din? In order for the carbon, in order for a behemoth to be right, to be makro, agami mizbeach, the behemoth has to experience Friday night. The Kedusha Sayyam of Leil Shabbos. Somehow the Zohar says that the Kedusha Sayyam of Leil, that's what Shalom Zohar is based on. The Taz says that's what Shalom Zoch is based on. The different sheet is what Shalom Zoch is all about. So it's on when the Ramah says the minig is that the Friday night before the bris, you make a Shalom Zoch and it's a shtick or sudas mitzvah, so the Mefarshim give different explanations what in the world is it all about. So the Taz quotes this. He says, before the behemah is roi lahakriv as a korban, the behemah has to experience Kedusha Sayyam of Shabbos, of Leil Shabbos. Leil Shabbos is one Kedusha, and Yom HaShabbos is another Kedusha. The Gemara says in Shabbos that Kvod Yom Modif Mekvod Laila. If you have a special Michael, and you can only afford to have it either Friday night or Shabbos in the daytime. So the Gemara paskins that you give it for Shabbos in the daytime. And the Magen Avraham quotes from the Zohar Pakir that you give it Leil Shabbos. But I'll call Panim Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, you see, outside of Shovish Ebeinayim, the Gemara and the Zohar both are asking to one thing. That it's not one din for 24 hours of
same condition. Oinig
Shabbos. There's a din of Kvod Yom and there's a din of Kvod Laila, two parts of Shabbos. By Yom and by Laila, two different halachas. And the Gemara is also like that. The Gemara in the end of Yuman, these psukim that one who eats on Yom Kippur, Beleil Yom Kippur is Chayv Karis, and one who eats by Yom is Chayv Karis. By Slice is a different Kedusha Sayyam by Laila and a different Kedusha Sayyam by Yom.
But Kiddush is different also.
Slightly. The halacha lemais, the bottom line, is the same.
Kiddush, if you have to afford to make Kiddush on one day, when you make Shabbos on Friday night?
No, you have to make the Knesset on Shabbos Friday night. It's better. If you didn't make Friday night, then you make the big Kiddush by Yom. In the daytime, yeah. So the Kedusha Sayyam of Leil Shabbos and Nigla, Alpi Halacha, not only in Zoya, Alpi Nigla, is different from the Kedusha Sayyam of Shabbos Baboikim. Yeah. If this in Kabbalah Svarim, they quote in Shulchan Aruch, I don't know what this means, that the Kedusha Shabbos of Leil Shabbos is a Pchina of Malchus, whatever that's supposed to mean. The Kedusha Sayyam of Yom HaShabbos is a Pchina of Yisoy. And the Kedusha Sayyam of Shalvashud's time, Shabbos Yefdunun, is a combination of all the spheres, whatever that's supposed to mean. I don't know if it's Rav Soloveitchik once spoke about it, I didn't understand what he was talking about. So the Zoya says that the Behemah is not roi lahakrev as a carbon until it experiences the Kedusha Sayyam of Friday night. That's the machshir.
So let's say if a behemoth is born,
Shabbos in the daytime.
The Torah says you always have to wait till a Yom HaShmini, that's already a loy plug. The Torah wants that every behemoth has to experience Friday night. So it's a gemot. If the behemoth was born Shabbos in the daytime, the behemoth was born Shabbos morning, 9 o'clock in the morning, so it will not have experienced a Leil Shabbos until the 8th day, until next week,
next Friday night.
But Lila, you don't bring any korbanos. So the Torah says you always have to wait till Yom HaShmini to cover all cases, even in the event that the Beimu was born by Yom HaShabbos, by Yom of Shabbos in the day. You have to wait for Friday night until the next week. So you have to wait till Yom HaShmini. So the Zohar says the same is true by Bris Milah, that whatever the Bris is supposed to accomplish on the little baby, it will not be able to accomplish it unless the baby first experienced the Kedusha Sayyam of Shabbos, of Leil Shabbos. And then the Zohar calls that Matrinis, whatever, that's the Pchina of Malchus, whatever, that's called Matrinis. So that's what the Taz says, that the reason why we make a party, a Sudas Mitzvah, on the Friday night before the Bris, is because that the baby's experiencing of the Friday night is what's machsha the baby to be mekabel the Bris Milah. That's what, because, and then the Zohar continues to say that a Bris Milah, right, that a Bris Milah is also like akravas akorban, because by korban the ikir is that you zorek the dam on the mizbeach, and over here also there's dam. So the dam that's spilled when you do the Bris Milah is considered the dam of the korban. In Shulchan Aruch it says that the Avia Ben, Machaber writes, the Avia Ben should stay next to the Moel, and he should instruct the Moel that he's appointing him as his Shliach to perform the Milah, because really the father should perform the Milah himself. But he's Nishke Moel, or he's nervous, whatever, so Shluch HaShlovim Kemoisa. So the Machaber writes a Loshan, Avia Ben Oimed Al HaMoel, Umetzav also Lias Kishluchai. So the Vilna Gaon writes, no, it's a different reason, because the Gemara says in Tainit, Hech Kavanu Shalodim Korev, Be'ein Oemed Al Gabo. Whenever you're bringing a korban, the Baal Korban has to be present. Yeah. Okay. Smicha is another din. Smicha is another din. So the Vilna Gaon says that the real reason he doesn't agree with the Mechaber, if you have to stand, you call them up on everything about Shabbat. Baby's only a few days old. He's just born on Friday afternoon. The baby, Leil Shabbos, when he's only a few hours old, will experience the Kedushas Hayom of Shabbos, and that will have an effect even on the baby, that there should be machshir the baby to be mekabel the Bris Milah later on. Do it anyway. Do the Bris Milah.